Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off the baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off the baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby. I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Oh, baby. daddy, I want you.
Tonight's topic is a good one. Should a woman ask for a man's hand in marriage? That's what we're talking about tonight. That was a question posed this week. Got a whole bunch of comments, but tonight we want to hear from you. It's Wednesday, January 22nd, 2014. Tonight we're discussing the shift. I said the shift that has taken place within the landscape of America. Should a woman ask for a man's hand in marriage? People feel differently about that compared to how we used to think. My perspective really hasn't changed. The question recently posed again got a lot of feedback, but we want to hear from you tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Plus, we got health and wellness. Well, it's scheduled anyway. She didn't deliver last week. I'm not sure if we're good tonight, but we are anticipating DD Live out of VA with health and wellness. Before I go any further, it's 907, all the way live from the DMV, holding us down on the board tonight. That dude, Saint James, welcome to the show.
Brat, was good. Bust shot, son. We in here.
No doubt. We most definitely up in here. She got your back all the way back over there in Plant City. Give it a chocolate up in here.
That's right. Happy Hump Day, people. I am here. Appreciate Sabe on the old switcheroony with the, you know, the board nights. Getting it in tonight. Appreciate that, bro.
Hey, much love to the one and only. And hopefully this week he will add another to his repertoire. That dude, Bink Dog, putting it down.
No doubt.
Dominated.
Humble Monster.
Go back, listen to some of those hits after that show the other night. Like, my man did that joint. Like,
yeah.
Word. He did that joint.
Yeah. I was thrown by that Devil in a New Dress joint. I was thrown when he told me he had his hands on that one. That's I bangs with that joint.
Can I just tell you that I rocked the Deep Inside remix by Mary and Mobb Deep and the 1-900 Hustler all day yesterday,
yeah,
because of that.
It go
all
on,
day.
Hits go on and on and on and on and on. No doubt.
Yes.
From around the way, that dude, Roosevelt Harold.
Oh, he going to get you. He going to get you.
Whole government. His whole government,
oh
though, son?
Gosh. Yeah, he going to get you for that. He going
to
get you.
Hey, he
you will not get a mate in Norfolk hat because of that.
That dude talked about my curls and everything back in the day.
He did bring up the moist, the moist rap.
He said you had the Greg Brady curls.
I'm sorry, it was the dry, moist look.
Yo, listen, for those who Terrence Hyman, T.M. Hyman is a grown ass man. Terrence Hyman was this kid that had a whole bunch of curly hair that, I mean, I lost that hair probably when I was about 25, 26 years old, if not before then. I think probably before then.
Curly hair and funny looking eyes, nothing but trouble.
Curly hair, I still got the eyes.
Those ain't gonna go nowhere.
Yeah. Think dog, no doubt. Hey, things have changed in America, and when we come back, we gonna pop off real fast with this one. Because
because it's an interesting topic. I'll even go back and pull some comments from earlier in the week surrounding this topic, but we want to hear from you tonight for real. 917-889-3926. What do y'all think? I just want to propose it to you all to get you ready, and then I want you to hold it. But should women propose to men? Is it okay for a woman to pop the question and it be a fruitful union? Is that possible? Think about that, Sage. Think about that hot chocolate. Boston, I definitely want on the mic tonight because you got an interesting perspective. Hey, when we come back, we going to really come back. You are in tune to the network. See you, Mama Radio. We'll be back.
Yep.
You need to hurry up.
Worst. Motherfucker never loved us. Never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now. Still at the scrub J's with a toothbrush. Still playing my old shit. But yo, it's like the police asking us questions. We don't know shit. I'm just flexing. Never loved us. Do it look like we stress. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command and submission, trying to fight to the finish, just to see in my finish. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfuckers never loved us. Remember? Motherfuckers. Remember? Motherfuckers never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it f***ed up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfuckers never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfuckers never loved us. Never loved us. Worst behavior. Hold up, hold my phone. Motherfuckers never loved us. Never loved us. Now you wanna roll one. Motherfuckers never loved us. So everywhere we go now, full cup. Always hated the boy, but not a boy is a man. Motherfuckers, I done grew it up. You better have my money when I come for the like ODB. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfuckers never loved us. Remember? Motherfuckers. Remember? Motherfuckers never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it f***ed up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfuckers never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfuckers never loved us. Never loved us. Worst behavior.
Who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the store. You tell me who flop, who cop the new drop. Who jewels got rocks, who else making rap albums, doing numbers like it's pop. Same old pimp, Drake, you know ain't nothing changed. With these funny style n****s we done put on in the game. I just asked for some blessings at my grandmother's grave. Then it's back to LA, open the mail, staring at the check. Enough to make you throw up, man, it's gross what I net. I'm with my whole set, tennis matches at the crib. I swear I could beat Serena when she playing with her left. Oh, where I reside, it look like a resort aside. Where your shit from? I imported mine. Ball miss for money like my last name, Mordecai. To Mordecai. My mama probably hear that and be mortified. This ain't the son you raised, he used to take the Acura up 5 a.m. to go and shoot the grassy up on Morningside. For all the sun, I'll forever be immortalized. Yeah, back and forth across the borderline. Hate to leave the city, but I gotta do the overtime. Gone all the time, even the important times. I should let you know ahead, I'm coming back on my worst behavior. Remember? Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Hold up. Hold my phone. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Worst behavior.
Yeah, we're back. A little bit of that Drake right there. TM Hyman Radio Live. It is Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday, and it is 9:15 all up and down the East Coast where it is brick-ola snowing. People are complaining about being snowed in. They have cabin fever. The kids are getting on their nerves. But guess what? You're probably going to have another day of it because a lot of the same with cancellations and delays is going to go on tomorrow. So just be safe if you have to go out there. If you don't, you know, don't. Again, you are here with that team, that network, TM Hyman himself, Save James. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. And tonight's topic is, should women, females, our ladies, pop the question? Question we're talking about, marriage. Should the female in the relationship ask for the man's hand in marriage? If you want to let us know what you think, call in and weigh in, 917-889-3926. Remember to press 1. Let us know that you're there. Let us know that you want to interact. And my two cents is kind of straddling the fence, so to speak. Save, watch your mouth. You're right. I'm going to say, just in my personal opinion, I'm still traditional, as modern of a woman as I claim to be. In that aspect, I'm still very much a traditionalist, where I would like the man in my life to ask me for my hand in marriage, you know, go through the whole, I mean, although I am mature, Hot Chocolate, it would still be nice if he asked for my mother's permission. Shut your mouth. It would still be nice if he asked for my mother's permission, you know, and all of that. You know, it. My sons, you know, that type of thing. That to me is just such a romantic beginning to the story of.
Hello? Did we lose her?
You all right?
What happened? I don't know. But joining us all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, we've lost Hot Chocolate. She'll be back in a moment. Is Madam Kizzy Boston. Give it up. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time.
And so we still want that female perspective right now in place of Hot Chocolate. So, CeeLo, should a woman ask a man for his hand in marriage?
Yes. I mean, I see nothing wrong with it. I mean,
that sounds emphatic, you hear that? That sounded emphatic.
You see that, right?
What? I don't see anything wrong with it, though. I mean, what does it make the woman? I saw... When you posted the other day,
did you see all the comments?
Yes, and I also saw a lot of women say, well, you know, that looks desperate. I think waiting is desperate. I mean, I don't, if you feel that strongly, because I think, honestly, women kind of run the tone of the relationships anyway. I mean, because a man is either on board or he's not. It's, you know what I mean? It's, with men, they either are or they're not. Women are the ones that, you know, get really deep into the, you know, emotional sense of it. Not saying men don't get emotional about it, but you see the women pretty much are the ones who pick, you know, well, how the wedding's going to go and how many, you know, yeah.
Yeah, in most cases.
Yeah, right, in most cases. And so...
But isn't that because, well, you all are really the part of the relationship that really cares about that?
No, I'm not saying that we're the only one who cares about it. I'm just saying that, okay, any wedding you've ever been into in your life, they say, well, this is the woman's day.
Typically?
You know what I mean? I see it's the women that have the bridal showers. And, yeah, men have their bachelor parties, but they just all they're doing really is doing the same thing that they do every weekend that their girlfriend didn't know about. You know, it's just now she knows about this one. That's the only difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I just take that standpoint, I guess, because, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem asking, you know, if I felt that way anyway.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. Hot Chocolate is back in the studio. So you can pick back up where you dropped off, Adam.
Somebody hung up on me. Stop it with the Team Apple bashing.
Okay. Get on board.
But what I was saying is I'm not brave. I wouldn't be brave enough to do it myself. If that's what the ladies feel like they want to do, then, you know, I'm all for you getting what you want. But in my world, I'd have to wait for him to do it.
So what if he never asked? Then what?
Then we're not supposed to get married. Because he knows, I verbalize it in so many other ways without just saying, you know, will you marry me? Then you know that's what I want to do. We've already had the discussion about marriage, starting a family, being, you know, one unit. You don't do that as a single dating couple.
And so one of the comments from the Facebook post the other day was, I could see if a relationship had been going on for a long while, the woman might use it as a means to determine if it was going to go, if it was going to happen. In my past, I was never shy about going after something I wanted, but I recently advised someone not to be the pursuer. Men are hunters. If they're interested, they'll let you know it.
And that's true. That I definitely agree with. Whatever that whoever made that comment is right on target.
But men never stop hunting. That's the thing. It's like even if they ask, my thing is even if a man does ask you, that does not mean he's not going to cheat on you. It doesn't mean that he's more involved.
Whoa, wait a minute.
But that's not what we're. That's a totally different subject.
It doesn't mean that it's going to work out. Oh, okay. This is just. We were just staying at the altar today. Okay, I got you. All right.
Well,
that's a pretty big accusation right there.
I'll let Sage respond. We'll take a break, come back. But I think what you just did was stereotyped, men, like we are to everybody. I think we're stereotyped. It's okay. I'll let Sage respond as somebody who takes his vows extremely seriously.
White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty. Rock the strong cap, kamikaze, burning cheese, Saganaki, Greek shit, whole team sick. Whole bitches from Cleveland on my dick because I rap. Fuck it, make it clap, throw the money in the air, then pick it up, I'll take that back, bitch. Hold me down, homie, throw me phony pounds. This $10 like some crispy garlic, golden brown addicted, but ain't nothing prescriptive. Baby clams from my talk, mix it up with the linguistics. Bitch, I'm high. White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.
No, I hit you with that hot shit. Straight up off the block, roll up hot shit. Niggas just don't wanna go to school. Act like they are, but they not sick. Money all up in my pocket. Putting diamonds in everything. See me out, I look rich as fuck. Clothes smelling like Mary Jane. Five coats have been on airplanes. Say these guys close, but these guys local. When they see me, they non-vocal. High as fuck, I need bifocals. Push got me moving slow-mo. Steak and eggs in my dojo. Get some G's in there, need some weed, I'm there. All these cars I own, ain't no keys in there. Seven young niggas out. Rolling weed out of ounce. Now I got got a bigger crib. Rapping what I'm living about. My hair long, my weed strong, so they staring. My weed strong, my money long, I ain't caring.
White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.
That was Action Bronson right there with Wiz Khalifa called the Rockers. A lot of people don't know about the Rockers. That was the crazy tag team duo back in WWF. That's where the Marty Jannetty reference comes from through your history. Anyways, 917-889-3926, number to call. We are here tonight, Hump Day Wednesday, talking about is it okay for the lady to pop the question to the man about the marriage jump off. We got the crew with us weighing in. We got Mr. T.M. Hyman over there, the very mature Lady Eloise Hot Chocolate. I'm going to think of so many more names that I'm going to run it down like like a bandit sooner or later. It's going to become it all like a big Baptist church that will hold them names and then whatever. I'm going to run them down in a second. Madam Barbiturate over there holding it down. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Calling. What happened? Anyway, we want to pick up this conversation. I'm going to weigh in on this a little bit, being that I'm part of that number of all men that do whatever, regardless of our situation, as so properly elocuted by Miss Boston over there. I beg to differ with that. And I don't think that it's okay. I'm not saying I don't think it's okay. Would it be surprising if a woman does it nowadays? No. Because everything is, you know, modernized and we're doing things different more than before. So would that be out of pocket? In a traditional standpoint of it, yes. I would see. I wouldn't want my wife or shorty who I wanted to be with ever to ask me. That's like, that's basically like telling me, well, you know, what you waiting for, you know what I'm saying, type thing or whatever. Or either I'm taking too long or she's just extra thirsty. I don't know which one it'll be, depending on the situation, nor more than likely they're going to be thirsty for me. But I'll leave it up to the person that's making the decision. So in the end of it all, I think it's still kind of status quo for a guy to want to do it. And the women should, you know, take a hint. If he's not asking you, take a hint, bottom line. If they want you, what's up?
He's flat out not interested. That's the hint.
He's not interested. It's just that simple. Take a hint. If he's been with you for 10 years, he's living by the creed of why buy the cow when you can milk it for free.
After 10 years, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Repeat that. Repeat that and then translate it for people who don't understand the position of animals.
Huh.
What?
Why? If the man is with a woman for excess of, say, a crazy absurd number, like 10 years or more, 10, 12 years, and they just boyfriend and girlfriend still, he ain't even got no ring on it saying, I will marry you, but you ain't never picked a date yet.
Yep.
I was always told at a young age, my mom told me that that's how some men operate because they live by the creed, why buy the cow when you can milk it for free? If you're getting all the benefits that come along with having a wife without having to do the actual do, sign the paperwork, exchange vows, you know, whatever, if you're doing a justice of the peace or a big show to put on, if you're getting all the perks, what the hell I got to marry you for?
And so when I say position of a cow, position of an animal, I'm talking about the cow and the milk. I heard Steve say, huh, what? I mean,
the cow don't even be looking while you're milking it.
I mean, he's right.
I mean, the writing's on the wall, dude. I mean, for real. I mean, if y'all been together that long, you know, either, you know, like I said, some men are scared of, afraid of commitment. I get that. But I think there's a certain level that all men get past where they just don't want to commit to that person. And if they've just been comfortable with them all these years, why mess up a good thing if they've been comfortable? You know what I'm saying? That's going to be outside your comfort zone. You got to start over again after 7 years, 10 years of being with the same person, not having to date and taking people out anymore. Why go through all of that when I can get all of that stuff right there?
Hey, let me share this comment that was posted also. It stated, if he really wants you, ladies, and this was from a lady, if he really wants you, ladies, he will be man enough to ask. Keep some dignity. That's a woman.
Hey, I mean, that's real
she
talk.
Did. She said that.
Doesn't mean that you don't have any dignity. I think a woman sitting there being quiet, I mean, you think being quiet is keeping dignity? I mean, what is that?
You said
I mean, I think
quiet.
That's the...
You're probably quiet because he hasn't done anything to make you noisy.
I can take that a lot of ways. Good on this one. And
I think you're misunderstanding, or maybe I think that you're misunderstanding. You may not be, but I think that you're misunderstanding the difference between making your point heard and blatantly asking for his hand in marriage, because you can do that without saying, will you marry me? You can talk to him about all of your intentions and what your goals are for the relationship without coming out and saying, will you marry me? There's nothing wrong with you doing that, but there's just some people who believe that, you know, just like the young lady expressed, that the dignity of you being a lady and showing your worth for a man who, if he's really for you in the relationship, is going to express what he wants mutually. And if he's been with you for 10 years and hasn't asked you to marry you, he don't want to.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, how much plainer can you put it?
But I do understand that there are some women who just don't have a problem with even asking. They're assertive enough and they're confident enough, you know,
right,
just flat out ask. But I just personally think that at the end of the day, a man might say yes when you've sprung that on him just because he doesn't want to hurt your feelings. You know, because at the end of the day, he hasn't asked you for a reason. And so now he's kind of being cornered, and he going to say yeah because he wants the benefits of the relationship. That's why he's in it with you. But I don't think holistically, long term, it's going to work out, because now really he's being cornered and he's being
really being trapped.
His hands being forced, and you stole his thunder.
But that's just like saying only women want to get married, though. Like, there are men out there who are looking.
That's not true.
What?
Yeah, how? I don't understand how that's the same.
Okay,
and help me understand.
Okay. I see how we're gonna. All right. Okay.
Yeah. No. No. Really. Really.
Check it out. I want to be married. In my life, I've had two women to propose to me, and this subject is not about me. I had a friend recently that was proposed to, and so when I heard about it, and I shared, you know, we kind of felt the same way. We felt like, one, we were thrown off, but two,
a lot of men
kinda,
are thrown off by
it, that. It was kind of out of order. And so for me, I say I don't agree with that, because I do want to get married. I just didn't want to marry them.
Right. I mean, I've never asked anybody.
That's why I had to ask them.
Yeah.
And so did they think asking me was going to make me? Well, nah, not me.
Yeah.
I'm married, so.
Yes, they did.
But not, see, listen how you even respond. You said they're not going to make me. So that's my thing. Like, okay, so when a man asks a woman, that's what a man is doing to a woman?
Not at
every
all.
Woman wants
For me, he's doing what, and again, I think this is the difference probably. For me, I'm coming straight biblical with it. It says a man findeth a good thing. And so for me, as a hunter, as a man, it's my obligation as the headship to find and establish. That's not her obligation. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We are not ganging up on C-Lo, but we want to hear from you.
917-8-9-6-6.
Mastermind. We're going to get this
out.
You know, whenever we link up, they just need to come from outer space or something. Let's get this money. Woo! Woo! Mastermind. ROC. Double MG. Jay, I got it. I got it. Four stacks for the hills, I'm a beat. Car seat still smelling like 10 keys. Tell a plug that I'm looking for an increase. Wingstar, fat boy, need a 10 piece. Say I say a name in the car star. Switching lane to lane like Walmart. Sipping Bordeaux, out in Bordeaux. Has the lights flashing on the photo. Switch the Benzo for the Enzo. Back to the Benzo when the Enzo. Switch your old O from a new new. Come a new new. Dumb like a. Pick the game raw when I came in it. Getting money ever since I came in it. You couldn't stop me if you tried. Motherfucker, cause the devil is alive. Rich, rich, talking big, double cup, go rich. Double up on the blow, on the blow. 2 mil on that I-95. Bow your head, cause it's time to pay tax. Proposition want me dead or alive. Mother, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Come the truth. The devil is alive. Come the truth. The devil is alive. The devil is alive. I'm alive. The devil is alive. 2 kings on the big screen. Preach. Seen a 36 at 16. 100K for the 16. Sick dirty, but it's clean. My money going on the deep end. Dog, I have a milli for the weekend. Contract like a play defense. Curry's in the Maybach, back peeking. Not a more than car hop. 6 trills for the cars in the car lot. Dope boys on the gold. Win gold 6 times for a gold, nigga. Black bottle when the bed. Club all money where the cash is. Dubai, I can do it like a sheep. Top blow, birds and Khalid. Big whip. Rich, talking big. Double cup, go rich. Double up on the blow, $2 mil on that I-95. Bow your head cause it's time to pay tax. Opposition want me dead or alive. Mother, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Come the truth. The devil is alive. The devil is alive. I got a record. The devil is alive.
I never fuck with your religion. Am I down with the devil? Come a root, come a missing. It's that Lucifer juice and that 2 cup be sipping that Deuce, baby. Welcome to the dark side. Could've got blacklist, but it white Jesus in my crock pot. Mixed with some soda. Now I'm black Jesus, turned water to wine, and all I had to do was turn it sober. Deep coast, winning that life. Cheat code, hating this flake and hit your free throw. The devil try to hit me with the Rico. Them black people. Devil want these n****s to take their own kind. Gotta be the Illuminati if we just shine. Oh, it can't be a n****s when we rich. Oh, it gotta be the devil, that's it. You seen what I did to the stopping frisk. Brooklyn on the Barney's like we on the ground. Get the money to the hood, now we all win. Got that Barney's floor looking like a VIM. Black hoodie, black Scully. Profado like Mavado, boy, I'm that gully. Getting white money, but I'm still black. All these bullies claiming king, but I'm still black. King Hover, Mansa, Musa, from a lot of devil with a lie, I'm the truth, yeah. Big whip. Rich, talking big. Double cup, go rich. Double up on the blow, $2 mil on that I-95. Bow your head, cause it's time to pay tax. Opposition want me dead or alive. Mother, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Come the truth. The devil is alive. The devil is alive. The devil is alive.
M. Hyman Radio Live. Oh, that was so depressing, whatever that was. But thank you for joining us on this beautiful...
That was the end of the song.
Huh? That's who?
That was the end of the song.
Oh, that was so depressing. Oh, my God. Look, we are talking about our topic tonight, if you're just joining us. We are talking about whether, you know, it's kosher for a woman to ask a man to marry them. And I seem to be the minority here.
The lovely.
That says that, you know, women could do it. But I would say, I know you had some feedback for a statement I made, and the statement I made was, it's like saying only, you know, women are the ones, you know, want to get married. And
married.
And like I said, I really I don't believe that's true, man. Because, I mean, I think there's more men that want to get married than they admit to. I mean, I ain't going to front. I wanted to get married, you know what I'm saying? But when I was a kid, I was like, I want wife, kids, you know, a dog in the backyard going woof, woof, you know, the whole kit and caboodle. But it's like, you know, once you get older and start learning the ups and downs of life and the game that relationships are, you got to be selective in your choice. Because, you know, once a man gets that broken heart, is what I'm trying to tell you, that's what softens the chances of men really jumping out the window as readily as anybody else would think, like to think we would. Because once we get that broken heart, it is very hard to come back from that. That is a pain that men do not want to endure that again.
That's real. It's because, that wasn't my perspective. I wasn't that dude who I knew I would have a family, I knew I would have kids, but I wasn't looking for that picture. You know, I experienced heartbreak early, and it made me disconnected and disenchanted with the whole concept. And so it wasn't until I came into my 30s that I started to look at that differently. And now, you know, I want a family like you've always wanted one.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, it makes us cold, and it can be unfair to the women, and I understand why, but at the end of the day, that's the reality of it. And this is another conversation for another time, but I'll leave it at this, and we can move on. It's just my theory that men love harder than women because we're not made to be loving creatures. Our wiring, women are the nurturers, naturally. That's why you have the kids. You have a maternal instinct within you all that comes out in all different aspects of your life day to day. You don't realize it. But at the end of the day, what happens to, that's why I feel it's more commonplace for women to continue to go into relationships with good intentions and something bad comes out of it. And then it only takes one time and it's a wrap. We're never trying to get a girlfriend ever again.
Right. It's 9:44 on the East Coast, 6:44 on the West Coast. You're tuned to TM Hyman Radio. We're the network. Hump Day, should a woman ask a man's hand in marriage is the topic. Go back and check out the show from the beginning. It's been interesting. We want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Real talk, real people, real times. We are them. Hey, Dee Dee Willingham, live out of BA at the top of the hour. Got your health and wellness segment. Hey, Dee Dee. Should a woman ask a man to jump off with her in holy matrimony?
Jump off the bridge. Good evening, everybody. How you doing, Tim? Your family's laughing. How you doing, world?
Hey.
A woman should never. I don't think she should ever initiate the proposal. However, let me just say, I do have a situation where I do know a woman who did. She didn't initiate it, but she did end up having to ask. And actually, it was my sister. Her husband, when he initially asked or proposed to her, she declined. But I guess somebody hit her on the head or the light bulb came on. And then she wanted to marry him. However, he would not ask her again, so she had to end up asking him to marry her. But again, she didn't initiate it, so I'm okay with that. But I'm not okay with a woman initiating a marriage proposal to a man because I think it's out of order. I don't think that's the way we were designed. A man is supposed to choose us.
A comment from Facebook from a male sounds a bit desperate if you ask me. I'm just saying. That was off of the initial conversation. So someone wrote, T.M. Hyman, men should ask women. Guess I'm just old-fashioned. Another comment from a male, that previous comment was from a woman. The male says, the man should because he will be the protector of his wife. A female comments, out of order. He that finds, when a woman finds, she will get more than she's bargained for. You can't make a man do anything he doesn't want to do. If he really does it unwillingly, his heart won't be in it. Those relationships don't last. Don't steal a man's thunder. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. We're the network, T.M. Hyman Radio.
Oh, boy.
Look at my rings, I got the team tatted. Me stacking my cream, the only thing matter. Me whipping that, you know it's G status. Quarter key in the bag, just like a beef patty. When I'm in the spot, know it's straight cracking. Got your chain snatch, acting like it ain't happening. Jig 'em with one at least eight pageants. Cartier cost your boy 80 carats. Black bottle boy, we could go to war. Start with 40 bottles, we can order more. Outgrew the safe money wall to wall. My auto muscle ballers, none of y'all. Got real back in 98. Look around, look, fine weight. Park the Monte Carlo in the 7 tray. All white phantom, now we heavyweight. Talking money team, money took a heavyweight. Money team, money took a heavyweight. She never f***ed a nigga with straight commas. Then come right back like I'm A. Bronner. Come right back like I'm A. Bronner. Come right back like I'm A.
Bronner. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitters, my hitter. My hitters, my hitters.
Jump. Got to fly like them killers in the 80s. All I gotta do is say it ain't no if and a maybes. I bust it. Yeah, that's just how mama raised me. Never really knew my daddy, so my brother had to game me. Uptown native, all black Mercedes. And my mother wrist worth four in the baby. Used to break them down daily like you pay me. Now you're looking at the plug, getting self-made paper. On demand like I'm paying for the cable. Told the bitch this the mob, but ain't a motherfucking label. Trying to put $100,000 in the middle of my palm. I do it for the who can't even get a bond. Big dope dealer with a death sentence. Ain't snitch, kept a trill, that's a real. Died, still tripping, trying to kill your rental. Got 99 problems, ain't this and I'm strapped, what's the wood try to play? I'm from the jungle, nothing but killers and wolves where I stay. Still a type to tell you that I could when I can't. I'm good in the hood and I'm good at the bank.
Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter.
Maybach music.
TM Hyman Radio Live, we are that network. Real talk.
Maybach music.
Real talk, real people, real time. Maybach music. Ricky Rose, TM Hyman, DD Willingham, Fabe James, Madam Boston, and I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate. It is 9:50 p.m., close to the top of the hour, and after the top of the hour, we will be coming back with DD Willingham's health and wellness segment and our thought provoking. Very intriguing question for Hump Day Relationship Wednesday is, should a female pop the question in her relationship to her man, mate, significant other, and ask for his hand in marriage? Again, Boston, you know, you're always in your own lane, and you're definitely in your own lane on this one, but we're not ganging up on you. Not at all.
Let me help us and help encourage Madam CeeLo Boston, but provide some perspective as we prepare to shift for this next hour. What is a real marriage proposal? at the end of the day. It's an event where one person in a relationship asks another for their hand in marriage. We know that. And here in the West, I think the tradition really has been for us, a man is to propose to a woman. But I'll tell you something. Over in Scotland and in Ireland, you know, specifically, you know, February 29th, in a leap year, is said to be the day specifically when they practice this. Women can propose to their partner. And in Finland, it's the same custom. And so at the end of the day, I believe there was a king and a queen, Prince Albert, Queen Victoria, actually connected because she proposed to him. And so to Simo's point, right, and that's why I kept harping back on the fact that we love you, we love you, because look, we on this platform, we may all feel a certain way, but unfortunately, we still don't represent the globe. We still don't even represent America as it relates to belief and how people feel and what they're doing. How we do it here in the U.S., if we lived somewhere else, we might do it a little different. So, I mean, is it right or wrong because traditionally we see it a specific way? Because at the end of the day, I think in an age where you see same-sex couples getting married, I mean, it seems like it's sweeping the country. Although in some places they're reversing it and all kinds of stuff. I mean,
yeah.
If we lived somewhere else, would we think the same way that we think? Maybe not. I just want to put that out there in the atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, I come from a perspective of, again, being usually the only female in a crowd of males. And I get to hear what the girlfriends and wives don't hear. And just because a man asks a woman to marry him, it's a lot of times it is because of it. Like you said, hot chocolate, you know, the conversations women have with them. Right, and they have those conversations a lot. And then men get pressured anyway. It's not, you're not showing him or putting him on the spot because you asked him. I asked my daughter's father to marry me, and we were on a date. Now, yes, I had been drinking, and, yeah, you know, hey, that's a whole different thing. Long story short is he ended up asking me to marry him. Did we get married? No, that's not the point. The point is that me asking him didn't stop him from dealing with me or looking at me like I'm trying to corner him or anything. We still dated for another 6 years or what have you. So it didn't stop anything. He just knew that I liked him in that manner. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this question. How long would you have been willing to wait for him to ask you to marry him past that six-year time frame? Because you didn't mention how long y'all had been together when you asked him in the drunken, you know.
Oh, girl, we had only been dating for about 3 months. I don't know. I just remember we went out. We were at IHOP, 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I just remember sharing it. I was like, would you marry me? I'd marry you.
Oh, my God.
No,
but
no,
that wasn't really asking him to marry you. That was just, it sounded hypothetical.
You frightened, B. You ain't do no proposals.
Yeah, that wasn't a proposal. That was a hypothetical.
Hello, but I mentioned that does not take away my intention. Okay, how y'all
But how,
oh,
how long bro, would you have waited, though? Bro. How long would you have waited?
I know my intentions, okay?
How long would you have waited?
Really,
how long would I have waited? Honestly,
who wants a drunken proposal? Who wants a drunken proposal?
Right.
Hey. I didn't ask for judgment either, people.
Lord have mercy.
I did not ask for judgment. I ain't judging y'all. Leave me alone.
Check it out. We got a caller on the line. You want to bring on now? See what they talking about?
Yeah, caller, you're on the line with TM Hyman Radio. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Mrs. Sabian James.
Hello, Mrs. James.
I wanted to comment on the question. I do not think that the woman should propose to a man simply because I think that a woman should always know where she stands in the relationship. And so for her to ask a question, will you marry me, seems that she doesn't know where she is or doesn't really know where she stands in the relationship. There is one exception that I know about to go with that. A friend of mine was in a relationship for a while. She was dating, and she messed up in the relationship. She cheated on her boyfriend, ended up getting pregnant by the other guy. But then she called me. She was crying. She said that she really, really loved her boyfriend and that she would do anything to get him back. And so I told her, do anything to get her back, because she said that she really loved him. That's the only exception, I think, because she messed up and she really wanted to show him that she loved him.
Right.
So that's like the only exception. But generally, I don't think that a woman.
And that sounds like what your sister did, right, Dee Dee?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So y'all
saying
the only time
James,
a woman
thank you for your comment and for calling in tonight. I'm sorry, CeeLo. Go ahead.
I just want to clarify. So y'all are saying that y'all feel like women should only ask men once they've turned a man down or messed up, or like it has to be something else, or outside of that, she's thirsty.
I didn't say that. So you missed my comment. My comment was I would not be able to do it myself personally. However, if there are other females out there that are confident in themselves and feel as though that's what they want to do and that's the man that they want, then more power to them. I'm just saying hot chocolate would not be competent enough to do it myself.
Yeah, Ms. James, please comment as well.
Well, I don't think that a woman is thirsty. She sits back and lets the man propose to her.
Thirsty B. Thirsty B.
But I do not. I always say to myself that I wouldn't be a 10-year girlfriend to someone, because
there you go.
Either that man knows if he wants to marry you within the first year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why should I sit around? I also know if I want to marry him. That's the other thing. You don't just wait on him. What do you want to do? And so you all both come to an agreement in the relationship and be honest about it. If you know that you want to get married, be honest and upfront about that in the beginning so that he knows, okay, wait a second, I need to be serious about her. It's not a surprise when, you know, she wants to get married. So that's the other thing I see a lot of women do. They're not honest. They say, well, no, I don't need to get married. I just want to have fun. And then the guy is like, wait a second, you want to get married? And I didn't know that. So that's the big thing, is to be honest and upfront about what you want, your intentions, so that you can, you know, plan accordingly.
Right. Hey, so very true. Hey, can we pause at the top of the hour? It's 9:59 here in Florida. It's 9:59 in New York City. When we come back, we got our health and wellness segment coming live out of VA with Dee Dee, and then we're going to keep this hump day popping, because this question about popping the question is off the chain. You're in tune to the network, TM Hama Radio. We'll be right back.
Come on, let's toast to champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything you could to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight until the light. My whole team winning. No vision or grit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it, get it, get it.
Came from the bottom. No one said it would be fair. Now I'm on this money, lounging like it's a beach chair. Papa don't preach, all we do is just reach here. Raise rounds, we just happy to be here. Spot them, got them, let your soul pay your dues. While my doing magic, voodoo, Moulin Rouge. That's a tactic that they use. I'm high, then suck them dry. Before you know it, her Q7 is buzzing by. The queen pin to the kingpin redeems him. The boat comes, the drums, my team wins. Yeah, this the life that we make. In the dark like a sweet
come on,
serenade.
Let's talk to champagne. this one's for the life. Did everything it could just to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong and I feel bright in city lights. My whole team winning. No vision or quit. I'd rather say I did than let them busters say I didn't. Let them talk about. Supreme ballers, all my got SBs, triple doubles, both wrist and neck freeze, triple doubles, two and tech squeeze, triple doubles, two and check please, woo, they love me on my Ric Flair, woo, in that Phantom like I'm Blair Witch, woo, who are you to be compared with, woo, ain't no that you bled with. Caught cases, ran base and rolled aces. Lick shots or left bodies with no traces. Yeah, this the life that we make. In the dark like a sweet come serenade. Come on, let's start the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could just to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong and I feel bright in city lights. My whole team winning. No vision or quit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzz.
Me. The best rapper living, I know who's alive to me. Yeah, the competition's all but died to me. Rah! I make these f***ers hide from me. This Sergio Tashini like we uphold. You just posing for them pics so you can upload. Yeah, this the life that we made. In the dark like a sweet
come on,
serenade.
Let's start the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could just to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong and I feel bright in city lights. My whole team winning. No vision or quit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it. That
was my fault. My fault. Sleep behind the wheel over here.
Mm-hmm. Health and wellness coming to you live from the VA with Didi. What's going on, Didi?
What's going on, everybody? What's happening, Tim Hannah's family? Hump Day Wednesday, health and wellness. Who is there like forever since we got to talk to the people. Oh, my
happy
goodness.
New
Year.
Yeah. Yes, happy New Year. Yeah. Yeah, happy New Year.
All that.
What's going on, everybody? And tonight's segment, I think, is definitely fitting because I just want to say the Y parking lot, Planet Fitness parking lot, One Fitness, One Life, whomever, everybody's gym parking lot, I see what's up for today because it was snowing. Needless to say, it's definitely full. Why? Because we're on this New Year resolution, I want to lose weight, which is good. I think that is a great way, even though we know that a lot of people are going to fall off. However, we're going to encourage them while we can. So what I decided to do, because even though we set in our mind we want to lose weight, sometimes we don't know how to go about doing it. We don't have the right information. So I just want to give everybody a couple tips just to go ahead for the month of January, because we know by the month of February, everybody's resolution will have changed, and then I can have a gym back to myself. Thank you, everybody. So I'm going to give you just a couple tips.
That's hilarious.
For the real people who want to lose weight.
Blur.
Yeah.
Here's just some, you know, a couple weight loss tips that really do work. Because some people think, you know, you got to, it's a secret, some kind of, it's not, it, you know, it's whatever works for you. And all these tips, some of these tips will fit your life and some of them won't. You just got to pick out what works for you and make it, you know, make it the best and own it. You may decide to tackle them all, however, I think you should go at it, you know, a couple at a time. Things like eat a little protein whenever you eat carbohydrates. So carbohydrates are things like your breads and your potatoes. Those are something that everybody is familiar with. So make sure you're eating protein. Protein is chicken, turkey, even peanut butter has protein in it. They have protein drinks, protein shakes. So just make sure you get your protein. You want to fill half your plate with colorful non-starchy vegetables, one quarter of your plate with lean protein, another quarter of the rest of the quarter of the plate were complex carbs. So that's how you fill your plate up. If you wonder, well, how, you know, what kind of foods do I put on my plate to make sure I'm losing weight? Of course, if you're not on a quote-unquote diet, you're just trying to change your lifestyle of eating, I'm not big on measuring my portions. However, I know my plate is, half of my plate is filled up with vegetables, mm-hmm. and that's the way it should look. So definitely do that. Again, for protein, if you don't have the time to cook a chicken breast for the morning for breakfast, for lunch and dinner, do your protein shakes. They are very good. They have a lot out there on the market. Nutrilite has protein shakes by Amway. I'm pretty sure you can find some other ones if you need to know. If you want to know more about Nutrilite brand, you can contact me at prayitforward.ddw.com, and I'd be delighted to help you, or drop us a line at the TM Hyman Radio Live. And we'll definitely get you that information to get you some protein shakes. You can do other things like eat more mm-hmm. vegetables than fruit. Fruit definitely has a lot of sugar in it. If you're trying to lose weight, you want to cut back on the sugar. Even though it's a natural sugar, it still is sugar. So you want to eat more vegetables than fruit. You want to, instead of using salad dressing, use olive oil. Use a little bit of olive oil, some salt and pepper, and some lemon juice. That makes a nice dressing. You want to do things like cut down on the amount of butter that you use when you cook. A lot of people don't use butter. They use margarine. I can't believe it's not butter. It's not butter. It is margarine. It's not healthy. You want to use a butter like a brand like a Land O'Lakes, the unsalted version. So
that's not butter.
It's not butter.
All
right. Some people think it's butter.
It ain't.
You're not. You know, so, and this is one that I have found that really works for me, and it's followed the old wisdom that making the midday meal your main meal. Normally we think dinner is the main meal. That's when you get your, you know, your plate is full. You got everything. It's like, ooh, last meal of the day, I'm going to pull up, so when I go to sleep, I won't be hungry when I wake up in the morning. And that's what you don't want to do, because you're not active, that active during the night. I'm not talking about sex, people. But you're not that active enough to burn that many calories that you've just eaten. So, therefore, you want to make your midday meal your biggest meal, because in the midday you still have time to move around to burn what you have eaten, and make your late meal, you know, something very light. Avoid snacks that are high in fructose corn syrup or high in sugar, period. You want to go more for the protein or fiber. Peanut butter and apples is a good snack. Celery and peanut butter is a good snack. Carrots and ranch dressing is a good snack. They have a lot of health food. They call them breakfast biscuits. They're like little cookies. It just doesn't matter what you call them, biscuits, but it doesn't matter. Just look, you know, make sure that they're high in protein, low in sugar. A good thing to remember when you're checking labels, and I'm going to end with this. I have a lot more of tips to give you. However, I will do it in pieces because, like I said, you can't apply it all, but you do want to find some that fit just your life that's going to work for you. Because the worst thing that you can do is to plan in your mind that I'm going to lose weight. You get all motivated and you're encouraged and you're ready to go, and you're going at it and you're going at it and then going at it, and nothing changes. And the one thing that keeps you motivated in weight loss is the actual weight loss, that you can see the weight loss. So if you're not seeing that result, you're going to lose that motivation. So I'm going to help you stay encouraged, hopefully, through January and through February. Again, I still want my gym back. However, I do want to do what I can to help everybody that I, you know, out there. But definitely, again, with the snacks, when you're looking for what kind of snacks should I eat that are low in sugar, of course, the majority of stuff has sugar. What you want to do is remember this. If you're buying a snack that has sugar, 3 grams more sugar than it does protein, it's a bad snack. Again, that's 3 grams. Everything is in grams. So you have something that has 5 grams of sugar, 3 grams of protein. That's a good snack. Even though it has sugar in it and it's higher than the protein, it's still a good snack. Now, when you say it's 25 grams of sugar and 2 grams of protein, you put that back. You don't need that.
Quickly.
You want to make sure your snack is within the sugar grams are within 3 grams of the protein. The higher the protein than the sugar is great. However, if the sugar is higher, no more than 3 grams higher. And I'll end with that tonight on Hump Day Wednesday's Health and Wellness segment. Thank you, TM Hyman Family, for letting me bring you some great information. And I hope the world on all our listeners are, again, staying encouraged and motivated on their New Year's resolution to lose weight.
Hey, put that back. Put that cookie down. Put that back.
Thank you.
That's right.
Hump Day Wednesday. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Dee Dee coming to us live out of VA with our help. Put that down.
That's
I
right.
I was like, yo.
Hey. We'll
don't
back.
Eat the cake, anime. Don't eat the cake.
There you go. Don't eat the cake, anime.
It's me. Here. Swerve. Light it. Yo, I'm on the PCH, smoking THC with the team. Money be the dream, I take it multicolor, baby, it ain't gotta be green. On the other side of Earth with the queen, I'm from Queens, shit. Three different types of forks for a Monday lunch. Tamarind punch, higher than a javelin jump. Italian sluts, my whole battalion is nuts. We rock medallions and such. Don't even step within 6 feet of my presence. Leave you open like the desert. Def Leppard, fresh pepper that I mentioned. Steer the whip with one arm like Jim Abbott. Chocolate sauce over thin rabbit. If these opportunities arose before, we would have been had a shorty sipping haddock in the attic. I've been an addict in these streets, and my pants have even shattered. The sad in it, sadly. Two things, I'm about to cop a few rings. And need paper, thin slices of the blue link. Shoot eagles on the Jack Nicholas course. Porsche with the triple exhaust. Deep soft like a midget's cough. Share that fly shit. I never thought that this could be my life. Russian mistress and Parisian wife. Always seasoned rice. The animals you find in the jungle on the table. Sculpted it nice, throw the dice. Lake drop after a big boot. 1, 2, 3, it's over, slide in the mink coop. Dive out the chopper in the water, no splash, Olympic shit. Ayo, the split look like a shrimp when it shit. Smoke the shark, Greg Norman shit. Me and Robert Ory in the foreign whip. Motherfucker, I was born to live. And born to fuck a lot of pussy without spawning kids. It's me.
Jealous, shorties killing while and drilling. Tattoos, how they break the news. It was real if you made the news. Last night my bitches came in twos, and they both suck like they came to lose. Dropped out first day of school, cause niggas got cocaine to move. I be going hard, I got a name to prove. Killing them, hurt they high, make the pain improve. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. Send this bitch up, it can't go down.
This the crazy shit in the club. Sit in the club. It's so packed I might ride around on my bodyguard back like Prince in the club. She said, can you get my friends in the club? I said, can you get my Benz in the club? If not, treat your friends like my Benz. Park their ass outside till the evening end. When I go raw, I like to leave it in. When I wake up, I like to go again. When I go to work, she gotta call it in. She can't go to work, same clothes again. And a heart coated in the soles of men. Louboutin on the toes again. Tight dress, that's close to him. Jesus just rose again.
We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down.
+1 7 8 8 9 3 9 2 6 the number to call to dial and weigh in with us tonight. We're still here Hump Day Wednesday talking about, is it proper protocol for a female to pop the question on the male? We just had Action Bronson, Midgetcoff, and Kanye West send it up. I like that Midgetcoff. Said the sauce seats are soft like a midget's cough. I like that. Anyway, we're going to go back into the topic. Now, there's a situation that I'm hearing that kind of can throw a spin on things. Now, there's people that have known people. I'm speaking to your friend's situation, Lady Eloise, that you have a girlfriend that's been engaged for 4 years, and it's her that's pumping the brakes over there.
So, oh, she's not pumping the brakes. She stopped on the brakes, yes.
Say, I got to instigate a little bit just to add some flavor here. You said that you was going to come up with some old Baptist names. I haven't heard of them yet.
Oh, God.
It's going to take some time. You got to remember, these things come to me as conversations come up. So when I find a new name to call her, that gets added to the list.
No longer Eloise. As of 10/19, she is Sister Scott.
Oh, my God.
Why am I Sister Scott?
Okay. She the one I do the announcements every week?
Wait a minute. Why Sister Scott, though?
The lady from the church.
Every old Baptist church has a Sister Scott.
Sister Scott.
No.
Or Sister Johnson. Everybody got a Sister Johnson.
She lead the prayer.
Everybody,
oh, my God.
Everybody got a Sister Johnson.
I'm the one with the blessed oil, and, you know, when they do the anointing, I come and put the oil on your forehead.
You're the one that got that food bag on your head talking about, you in church. You one of them.
And she's the head usher.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
She give out the visitor's card. She give out the visitor's card when new people come in.
Hey, and I give out priority seating in the first and second row. If you want to sit in the first and second row, you definitely got to come see me.
That's right.
Funny.
So just to bring it back. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes. Sister Scott will come back to the topic.
Bring it a minute.
Yes. I have a girlfriend. I'm going to let her remain anonymous, but she's been engaged for a little over 4 years, and on my last trip to Virginia, we hung out, and I asked her, you know, when should I start looking for my dress, you know, got to get everything right, you know, Dee Dee's keeping me in the gym and keeping all my health and wellness things straight, so I need to know, you know, have you set a date? She was like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I said, wait, excuse me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? She said, yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I'm like, well, what was the idea or the need, or why did you get engaged to begin with? Like, why did you even say yes if the next steps weren't to go ahead and plan the date, plan the event, and move forward, you know, with your lives together? And she never really gave me an answer. So
it was to her, in her sense, lock him in, you know, like that. A lot of women, but they, and that was my point earlier. What is it?
just because a man asks a woman to marry him doesn't mean that it's going to change anything in their relationship. It's not. It doesn't mean that the commitment is any stronger. But she may think that, you know, by him asking, because of how it really is, you know, I guess in our community, more so where women are told, you know, you're supposed to wait for the man to ask and so forth. Well, okay, so then he did. And so now in her mind, he's locked in. He's not going to do anything.
I mean, he's not going to do anything. Once, to me, and again, I've never been married. I have been engaged to the same fool twice, but thank God I did not make that mistake.
Yeah.
Having said that, it's, to me, the woman's lead on now how fast this thing is going to take place. Because you put the ring on my finger. You put a ring on it and you said you wanted it.
Let me ask this,
just to make sure, and this is hopefully a clarifying question, because I think we may be talking about two separate things and it's kind of running together. So let me ask this, because typically you said something, you said the key word is lead. The key word here is lead. And I think it may be an assumption, though, on our part. Because I think when a man asks a woman, going back to one of the Facebook comments, when a man asks a woman, he's looking to protect her as his wife. And so there's some leadership that comes along with it. There's some headship that comes along just with the proposition of a union. And so I think because we know that comes with that for a man, is it an assumption that we're just automatically thinking that a woman is thinking the same way just because she asked? Because listening to the conversations and the comments, I don't think the woman is really saying she wants to lead him. So that already waters down the whole notion of the proposal, because the proposal is coming with leadership. She's not saying she wants to lead him. Really, she's asking a question. It's a serious question, and she's asking him to marry her, but that's really not really what she's really asking him. She already knows that really is not where it really needs to be, because if it was, he would have asked her already. And so it's
true.
Almost like really asking him, do you love me? She's not really asking, do you love me, because she already know he doesn't really. So she just going to try to still lock him down and ask him, will you marry me? Because really we already at the end of the road.
Because
again, the woman really can't be saying, I want to lead you, like the man is saying, I want to lead you when the proposition comes. Does that make sense, or am I just on an island all by myself?
And that's why I said the woman leads anyway. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I meant leading with the date.
Yes,
the
but
date
that's still
right.
relationship.
Yeah.
That's still because it goes back to the woman is controlling the relationship from day one. So what is... Yes.
No.
How not? Okay.
All right. Check it.
This is what I know for a fact. A man is not going to do anything that a woman doesn't allow him to do, no different than a woman to a man. Difference is that y'all are saying that, okay, the man is the one who should pick the woman, but a woman has to be the one to accept it. So a woman has to initiate it in the first place for a man to even feel comfortable to even approach her.
Not necessarily.
Tell me why you mad, son.
We got a caller on the line. We got a caller on the line. Let's get them involved in the conversation, too.
Welcome, caller.
Before you go, do you have
a Long Island iced tea? Because CeeLo in Boston needs a drink. How about
he does.
Do you have a black skirt that you can FedEx to Boston?
No, it's a little black dress.
Thank you. little black dress. Welcome to the show.
I got a drink called a Sex on the Beach for.
I know that.
Ow.
You know what?
Ow.
Something. Hey, this is what I look at it.
What up, brother?
Hey, man, what's going on? This is what I look at it. Women,
I think it's okay for women to say, hey, they want to be in the combat zones and get that right in the military. I think it's okay for women to burn their bras. I think it's okay for women to
burn their bras.
I think it's okay for them to do everything. Hey, so I think it's okay for women to propose. I think they should do it. This is a new world we're living in now.
He thinks they should. He thinks they should propose.
Why do you think they should, Coop?
Because they want all the other rights. They might as well. They need to start treating for some meals.
Oh,
they need to start asking us out. They need to do all that.
You know what?
We do ask y'all out. Cut it out.
Yeah, y'all need to start asking us out.
Because some of y'all ask us out, we don't want to pay.
Yeah, y'all need to start asking us out. We need to go out with y'all to
and pay
and sit on our hands.
Uh-oh. We do pay. Wait a minute. We do pay. I'm in the
not
one percentile
y'all.
That does pay.
That 0.1 percentile. 0.1 percentile.
Don't let Coop know that.
Listen, I'll pay. And when you say that you'll take me shopping, I still ain't asking for nothing. Now, how about that? Like, you have to ask. I promise you, I can give you a reference right now where that happened recently, and he said that he was surprised. Matter of fact, that he was turned on by the fact that I didn't ask for anything.
One person.
Cut it out.
Is not a
cut
big enough measuring stick, okay?
For it to be Sister Scott, yes, it is.
Wait a minute. I got this. So, Boo, you ready to ask me to marry you?
You stupid.
Look, I ain't say all that. I ain't say all that. I don't have enough confidence to put myself.
Life.
No, I'm definitely not. And I said that at the beginning. Every comment to this question I have made is a definite indicator that I'm not about that life. I do not have enough
not
confidence to put
life.
Myself out there for the possible rejection for him to say, nah, son, I ain't ready to do that.
I'm going to go get on the knee. They should buy a ring and all that.
Nope.
All right, now. Okay, we're going to find you a bra-burning woman.
That's right.
We go to Hooters.
And
hey,
a six-pack of Dos Equis.
Hey, come to Hooters. I'm going to find you a bra-burning chick.
That's right.
I'm going to get a six-pack of Dos Equis.
Hey,
I don't always
right.
propose, but when I do.
But when I do,
it's
because
I'm bent.
Dos Equis, damn it.
Hey,
it's because I'm bent like Boston.
Look, back then I was on White Russians. That was my drink of choice then. Yeah, I remember what I drank. I'm consistent.
You know,
vodka and milk?
Oh, I knew he was crapping the next day. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Ew.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Vodka and milk. Every story she has told us tonight has dealt with alcohol. You're such a floozy. Such a floozy. We'll be right back.
I was an alcoholic back in the day.
Love.
TLC with Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with begging, I guess. I don't know. I've never done it, but hey. Look, it is Hump Day Wednesday.
Let you tell it.
Hey, look, let me tell you something.
How'd you tell?
Whoever called me a floozy is getting popped in the eye.
Not me. Oh, my God.
Look, I used to be an alcoholic. I mean, let me just put that disclaimer out there. So, yeah, I did used to be an alcoholic and a floozy.
Sister Scott would not call you a floozy. Sister Scott would call you a Jezebel.
Yes, just don't call me a Jezebel, and we all good. You know, I can do whatever to you. Yeah. But then, okay, so that leads into Save. So, Save. What made you give up the Jezebels and the floozies?
Wow. They cost too much, man. Too many of them at that time cost too much, man. Keep it to keep it. I mean, this isn't my topic, but since you asked me, I'll delve into that shortly. When I was still running around, there was a rule, a creed that me and my crew followed. We all had to have a starting five, so we all had like five chicks in rotation. So, but after a while, it started, you know, adding up. You know, when the chicks started pulling the, oh snap. I left my purse in the car when I got in yours. Again, word. All right. So after too many of him and those, I was like, you know, I need to cut all these broads off and you figure out. Because, I mean, I was kind of burnt out. I went hard. I hit Atlanta like a wildfire, and I didn't stop. And after a while, I just got tired. And I was just like, look, I just need to find me a solid squalid and sit on down. And, you know, there was a long story between that. I think I explained it back in the day when y'all interviewed me on my birthday, but, you know, that whole situation came to play then. But, yeah, I mean, after a while, you get tired. You know, you're ready. A man knows when he's ready. It's all about him acknowledging and respecting what that feeling really is. You understand? That's really boils down to. Men know when we're ready to settle down. Some just ain't. Some don't ever get ready. But ones that do, they know what time it is. And that's bottom line to that. But anyway, I'll move on to the subject that I had at hand. I was recently at a friend of mine's house, and he just newlywed dude. Real good guy, newlywed. And he shared with me through the course of inebriation and conversation that he don't get no ass from his wife. Now, we're talking about marriage. Now, we're talking about marriage here, the woman asking the dude to marry him. I hope that ass is on tap whenever he wants it if you're asking him to marry him. Because if you decide to be one of those chicks that not force the man but kind of, you know, coerce the decision or coax the decision into being made to what it was, and then you hold out on the buns, oh, we have a problem. Houston, there's a problem. There has been times my man has divulged to me that he has gone up to 13 months without smelling it.
But wow.
13 months?
But is that with his wife, or is that really he really held
that
out?
That was, dude, his wisdom body.
Wow.
You feel me?
Wow.
Yeah.
This was his wisdom body right here. For all my listeners that aren't down with the 5% lingo, that means that's his wife. That's his earth. That's his, you know, whatever. Whatever synonymous word you want to put with that, that's what it is. But I'm saying that to my folks because they understand the level of wisdom body to the black man. That was his wisdom body. They had got a house together prior to the marriage.
And if she hadn't had surgery, she wasn't sick.
Nothing. Now, I understand there's two sides of every story. I understand there's two sides of every story. But if the end result is still 13 months, I got to question that motive. I just have to. Because I know as a woman, once you get to a certain age, there's needs and wants that you're going to want required and filled with consistency. And if you got an in-house pipe, if you got in-house pipe,
Right.
But
there's
she ain't
no
putting down for a reason, though. I mean, there's a root cause to why she ain't putting down.
Got it.
And now, when I
told there's no way you're going to go more than a year.
Hey, you know what? Hold on. I hate to be the one to give you guys this information, but, you know, hey, I'll do it. He might have a small penis. I don't know.
Oh, he might not have no lift? There's no lift over there?
She knew that before she married him. F-O-H. F-O-H exclamation point.
That's my
point. No, sir.
You knew.
No, sir.
You knew.
That
no excuse.
Everybody can't talk at the same time.
I'm sorry.
She knew that before they nuptialized. That's my word for the day.
This wasn't like I'm saving you for the wedding day. This wasn't none of that. This was like, yo, they was getting to popping for a couple years, and they said, we've been together long enough, might as well do the damn thing. And now it's, Nathan's. And I think
she just cut the
pipeline
off.
There's a reason why she's willing to. It's almost like she want to drive him away.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them that. I said, and then they wonder why these kind of things happen to them. You've given them no choice. You can't corner them like that. I understand sex is in everything in a relationship. I get that. We're not going to go into that whole moral battle.
Hey,
but you got to think about women.
If you're a man that really understands a woman, the first for me automatically, I'm gonna go.
She's doing something else.
The reality is, if you really heavy duty in a relationship, you as a man in a relationship got a honey-do list that is always visible at all times, or you really ain't doing your job as a man, for real. Whether she communicates that or not, that's how she's thinking. And when she look at you upside down, she really looking at you like you lazy MF. And she just
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though. I have good intel in, like, kind of first-hand information and visibly seen it myself. That's not necessarily the case. It's just
a personal choice. I'm saying, as a reflex, I'm thinking as long as the first reflex should be to look at your checklist and make sure that you abide by that checklist. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as a man in a relationship. And
no, I get that.
Yeah, I mean, and if that is intact, then it's really not the basics. It's a reason why she ain't really putting out. She ain't satisfied in some way. That's ultimately what I'm leading up to. She ain't satisfied.
A lot of women don't get married because of sex, though.
But the thing is,
let me be clear on this. This was open season prior to the nuptials.
Okay.
Right. This is what I'm saying. And this is what I'm saying. There's been a slow, gradual cutoff. And then, you know what this made me do? It made me look, research how many times married couples have sex, on average.
The average couple says
it's a couple times a month.
Think about it like this. Maybe it was open season because she was just trying to get him.
Trying to get him to marry her.
That's what I'm saying. But why are you going to cut it off?
Maybe she's a type that's not really into sex, but she was giving it to him to get him. Now she's got him. She really doesn't like having sex. It doesn't have nothing to do with his size or how he does it. She just doesn't like sex, but she's got what she wants.
That's unfortunate. There's women out there like that. I've never found a woman like that.
She got what she wanted, just to be married. A lot of women just want to be married. Don't have nothing to do with a relationship. They just want to be married.
I have two friends as a couple that as a group of us that all hang out, and when we all get together and start drinking, the guy will start talking about how she won't let him hit it from the back, but he even admitted he said what happened was he said before they got married it was open season. He said he loved her anyway because the things she does, like how she handles the house, the way their relationship is, the way she cooks. He like everything else is great, but the sex is just different now. And that's what I'm thinking.
That's a shame.
But yeah, you know what? You know what happened? You know what happened in her mind, bro? I've heard women say it. Excuse me. What happened in her mind is she now doesn't want to be the freak. She wants to be the wifey. And there's some dignity in her mind that shifted when I became your wife. I shouldn't have to do this. Well, I'm your wife now. Stop it. Stop it.
You did it with the whiny voice.
Okay.
That's how we
be.
I'm not buying
it. Put that out.
I'm not buying it.
Am I far off of what I'm saying?
You're not far off.
You there?
No. Yeah, I'm here. Oh, okay. 30 years talking to you. That's an unfortunate state of affairs, man. I never looked at it in that perspective that you put it to, Coop, but that does make sense, and that's an unfortunate thing, man. My heart goes out to the dude, you know what I mean, for being put on ice like that, man. It's crazy because I can't imagine that. You know, like.
But you was going
to say you're going to have to go get some strange. Maybe they both need some strange.
I thought you was going to read off some statistics, say, because.
Oh, yeah, my phone. Okay, I got sidetracked. Yeah. Now, the statistics that I found was that the average married couple only has sex. Well, this is like, you know, with the curve of, you know, some more, some less than others. But they said on average about 65 times in a year. So that's a little bit about more than one time a week. And being in a household that I'm married with two young kids, I can understand how that can be the actual average because things get, you know, there's bigger fish to fry. But damn it, well, there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
And I'm determined. I'm not going to be a statistic. I need to stay balanced. I need to be evenly killed, and I need a release of tension on a consistent basis. So therefore, I am not part of that number, that statistic.
And see, women aren't taught that sex is a release. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women aren't even taught that. I don't know the women you're dealing with,
but every woman I deal with sexually releases.
No, I don't mean like that.
You know what, we ain't
at. Oh. Oh, okay.
That's what I mean
by release of tension.
No.
That's a natural relaxer.
Yes, it is a natural relaxer, but my point is, like, how you were talking about, like, psychologically, who said it? Somebody was saying how, like, psychologically their mind, you know, the woman's mind shifts. It's still a psychological thing. I forgot what the hell I was saying. That is true.
That is true. I definitely agree that women are more cerebral than men when it comes to, I guess, the whole sexual aspect or relationship aspect. I will give you that much.
A lot of times, women, when they're frustrated, they shut down sexually, and men seem to increase their want to release. You know what I'm saying? But
because
a lot of women aren't taught that it's a form of release that, you know. A lot of times women are just told they should get married. They're not usually not told what to do after they get married. Like, you know, by the family, friends, and all that, you know, that tell them you should be married.
That's no excuse.
They don't tell them.
That's no excuse.
That ain't.
I don't believe it's an excuse because.
Statistics show. It seems to be an excuse.
But I don't think it's an excuse because you knew what you were signing up for. You know, this is part of territory. There's no secret behind it. Once you say I do, I have free reign on that. Or I should have free reign on that. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should have been prior to me saying I do. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, that's not an excuse. I understand the psychological aspect, but communicate with me. Say something. Let me know what's going on in your mind so I can help understand what's going on so I don't feel like I'm just getting left out in the cold and I'm not wanted anymore. Because men were very physical creatures. We're tangible creatures. We're not as cerebral when it comes to relationships. We want to feel once. We want to be once. We want to be groped every so often.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
A woman
so
doesn't let
like,
you know that she wants you. You don't know that
thank
you, can do that.
We don't, and that's all I'm saying. Without those short-tell signs, it's hard for a man to really be able to engage in that, I guess, psychological warfare that a woman will create in the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Men want to be Al Bundy'd every now and then.
That's all. I mean, look, man, Steve Harvey said anything like a man. Men are like dogs in the less offensive manner. You pet us and we'll be loyal to you. But you got to pet us first.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Right.
Got to touch us.
Right.
So anyway, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go take a break real quick, and we're going to come back and wrap this up and give you a preview on what's coming up on the next show. And, well, before I do that.
Oh, can I say something?
I just want to shout out to my man out there. Stay strong. Stay positive. Things are going to work itself out, man. I promise you. And if not, hey, that's what we got Pornhub for. Let's go.
Yo!
Man, when me talk, here are your fiddle, shut your mouth. Listen close, when we come fiddle, shut it down. Legal shot, no touch a bun, enough excitement. See them frightened, watch them wire run.
Come here, girl, we are though. What a guan, done with that. Dirty wine, don't matter, beat a lick you. Make it clap, one go take it off, set the trap. Don't fight it, now your skin starts. You don't panic, one go fuck it till you broke it up. So exotic. While you suck it, watch me fuck it up. So we have it. Party big, watch how me love it up. Bend over and spread and make me sticky teen and butt it up. Twerk it, 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 come outside, skin at the bed. Welcome, enjoy the ride. Watch the way me stick you, welcome. Let me make your friend a weird for you. Hold on there, your man vex, vegetate the boy. Shoot one, see my gun will evaporate the boy. Leg of that, see how it sound, whang. Level that, down to the ground, bang. Laugh at that. You don't know, best of the best. Pretty girl, only for body and only for breast. Physical, all you are dropping, no one could attest. Digital, we Instagram it till them get arrested. Twerk it, 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 twerk it
TM Hyman Radio Live, Bus a Bus, speaking, featuring Nicki Minaj and the Twerk It, have you practicing your hydraulics and everything. It is 10:53 here on the East Coast, 9:53 in, we'll say, New Orleans.
There you go. Know your geography.
Okay. There you go. There you go. And everywhere else in between, since CeeLo didn't get to say it tonight, figure it out. If you missed any part of our show tonight, you can definitely go back and check out the podcast. It should be up directly after the show. You have missed definitely a good one, definitely insightful and definitely informative on everyone's perspective. And once again, CeeLo, no one is against you, mama. We love you. You know, Sister Scott got your back. I'm going to sit you in the front row. You know, you priority seating in this church.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wave your fan. Wave your fan. Wave your fan. Wave your napkin. Wave your handkerchief. You can definitely join us on Friday for the Friday Night Cypher. We've got a couple minutes left in the show, and our caller and also resident TM Hyman homeboy Coop has a comment. So Coop, we'll let you end with your comment tonight.
I just wanted to say that Richard Sherman is a thug.
He's an educated thug. I like that.
Stanford graduate, all pro cornerback. I think I posted something today. Led his high school GPA 4.2. Graduated, got his master's from Stanford. He's a thug.
Yep.
So, but look, I read an article today, and the article said that thug is the new term to use towards black men, since you can't get away with calling them nigger. I added my own little twist to that, but that's basically what this article was
saying. Oh, absolutely. I can absolutely believe that.
Wow.
I can absolutely believe that.
I'm not surprised. Not anything that you say like that, any kind of finds that like that does not surprise me one bit. I know they're not all like that, but I know the ones that are. It doesn't surprise me.
And they will.
It is what a TI is. You know.
Well, I don't think I'm going to allow that either. I'm going to need you to call my men by their names. Don't call them thugs. Don't call them niggers. Don't call them anything else except what their mother and father named them. Thank you.
That's right.
What they like to call, that. Right.
Hey, we'll be back on Friday, 9 p.m., same place. We appreciate you for rocking with us. It's interesting. You can tell by the way people use certain words, how they use it in context to really understand what they're really trying to say. We see you.
Mm-hmm.
Put it down.
There's a thing that I learned.
Don't eat the cake, anime. Don't eat the cake.
Contextual clues. It's contextual clues.
Right.
Yeah, but then don't just get married to be married either, or to just to be taken care of. That's like not the reason. But a lot of people do it for financial gain.
People get married just to have a wedding. That'd be the goal.
True.
After that, they don't know the truth themselves. It's like the girl that chases the car. Yeah. It's like the
very
girl that chases the car. Once they get the car, what they going to do with the car?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Half time, they only want to drive the car.
Same deal.
I don't know. Well, if I meet that man that I want to marry, I'm going to ask him, and that's just what it is, and... Yeah.
You just let me know when to have my dress ready. That's all I need to know.
I meet that woman. I'm gonna ask that woman, do you, CeeLo?
Hey,
meet myself. I'm
gonna
ask that woman, does she really like to use that whipped cream? Does she really like to use them hot oils and them toys?
Uh-oh.
Or is she just doing this?
Stealing pans and everything.
Whatever you do, do it well. We'll check y'all out on Friday. Yeah.
Friday.
Yes, man.
Hey, we're out of here. Deuces.
Holla back, y'all.
Babe. That's it. No push-ups inside.
I'm done.
We are TM Hyman Radio. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, T.M. Hyman, Sabe James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Dee Dee Willingham, Toya, Nokia the Entity, and our resident expert, also from D.C., Coop. Join us on Friday for the Friday Night Cypher.
What up, Toya? Peace.
Hi, Toya.
Everlasting in the money and fashion. Champagne and good weed smokes my passion. Whoever making the plate, I need the biggest ration. Get the type of headaches that'll melt down aspirin. Waking up gasping, dancing with the devil, breaking bread with assassins. Pain when I'm laughing, bullshit. I shoot the office, you put your staff in. Enjoy now, cause in the future you'll be a has-been. King of the 4-5 dirty niggas that aura. You don't want a bullet in your mouth like fluoride. Looch kiss an eye, let a bullet all soar fly. Kings of the slums, front line when it's wartime. Nigga,
they gon' say the same thing.